Om Shanti. 19 December 2019, Thursday. Essence, sweet children, you are not studying to become pure from impure. You have to study this. Also teach others. Sweet children, you are not studying to become pure from impure. You have to study this and also teach others. There's a very beautiful statement in today's Murli. You are not worshipped now because you are studying. Once you finish your study and you become ignorant, then they will start worshipping you. You are not worshipped now because you are studying. Once you finish your study and you become illiterate or unlettered, then you will be worshipped. That's a very funny statement. Now when we are studying, we are not worshipped. Once we finish our study and we become illiterate, then they will start worshipping you. So today, Baba is saying that you are studying. This is the study. The aim of this study is to turn you into pure souls from impure. And to study yourself and also teach others. So in this study, two parts are included. First is self-study, self-training, and another is teaching others. So teaching is included in this study. So you are student as well as you are teacher. So this is a study where we become student, at the same time we become teachers. So both things are there. And one of the best method of studying, self-training, learning, is to teach. When we start teaching, automatically we start learning as well. Because in teaching, learning is included. So that's why this is a unique university, where a student takes admission and within few days he starts teaching others. Such a thing is not seen in any other university of the world. This is the world university. One university, one course, one study, one mudli, one time, one teacher. Everything is one in this study. So, the aim of this study is to create pure souls. In today's Murli, Baba said, you are living creation. Chaitanya creation. Living creation. He is the seed. And you are the creation. So, the aim is to become pure. So how much attention we should have, we should pay whilst studying this course. So this study takes place only at the confluence age. We do not get to study this at any other time. And there is only one book. Just as God is one, His book is also one. Baba said in today's Murli, even those religious books are only one. Every religion will have one book. In the similar manner, when God is one, His book is also one. And His book is Gita. And Gita is nothing but Murli. If you look at the rituals or traditions of different religions, they respect their religious books so much. The separate place, a sacred place to keep that book. Even whilst reading, before reading, there are so many rules. You should take bath, you should do this, and when there you should sit in this manner. And that book is kept on one stand, and with utmost respect, devotion, they read that book. And in some of the religions, that book itself is God. That book itself is called God. Like, for example, Bhagavatam. Bhagavat, they consider Bhagavat itself as God. Or in Sikh religions, for example, they give so much respect to their book, Adi Granth Sahib. So all these religious books, they are respected so much. And here in the path of knowledge, our book is Gita or Murli. In today's Murli, Baba said, if you don't listen Murli, Gyan will take to its heels. Gyan will run away. So, when there is so much importance of this course, this study, this Murli, this knowledge, what should be our attitude towards it? That's a great question. Towards this Murli. There are five words in this Murli word. And these five words have got five meanings. First is M. M means Manan. Manan means churning. Every Murli is for churning deeply. There are so many deep points. Sometimes at the first look, we don't understand what is it. So you should take out certain points and keep them separately so that we can study them later on. Just as students do first reading, then second reading, and then revision, and a quick revision before exams. In a similar manner, this is also like that. You cannot understand Murli just by one reading or listening once, because there are so many deep points in it. So first of all, you will have to extract those points, keep them separately somewhere, and then read them again, reread them, and then reflect and churn and contemplate and meditate on those separate points. Then only probably you can understand few things. Otherwise, it's very difficult to understand. What is it? Everything looks one homogeneous thing. Extracting points, separating it, segregating it, convert it into different sections, divide it, then only you can churn. Because if you see, Murli is a continuous essay. Murli is a continuous non-stop essay where you never understand where one point is ending, another is starting, unless and until you make paragraph like this, that this point has stopped, now the new point has started, and the new point is continuing till here, and then the third is starting, because there is a continuum. It's a continuous speech. You know what is continuous speech? Continuous speech is, in English it means like, I love pen. There are many pens in the market. There are few markets in Abu. Abu is a hill station. There are many good hill stations in the world. Switzerland is one of the beautiful places. Places are many, but not all places are like India. India is the greatest of all the pilgrimage places. Pilgrimage, many few people go. But there is no truth in those pilgrimage. Truth is only one. Wherever the statement is ending, the new statement is starting from that. So now you cannot segregate which point is what. So Murli is something like that. Father has come to turn this impure world into pure world. You are going to the pure world. For that you have to do effort. But there are students who don't do efforts. So Baba comes and awakens them. And you have become like Kumbhakarna who is to sleep. Now you have to awaken others also. So you have to do service. But those who don't do service, Baba doesn't love them. Only those who do service, they get Father's love. Father's love, Father has come to give you now. Now is the confluence age. This is Murli. It has got no... It's a continuous speech. Wherever the statement is ending, one word, from that word, the new statement is starting. So at the end of listening the Murli, what was there? If you are asked, everything was there, but nothing you remember. Because it's one continuous speech. So there is no partition, segregation there. That is the thing you have to do. That you divide it into points, you divide it into partition, you divide it even whilst writing. I have seen certain sisters, what they write, and there is a blank space there. So they keep on writing the different points there, so as to remember. So, the first thing about study, the first thing about Murli, the first thing about this Gyan, is that you have to churn this knowledge. Manan. Manan means, man word means mind. Manan means something which is done in the mind, that is reflection, thinking, churning, going deep, reflecting, meditating, cogitating, contemplating, whatever you call. Baba says, chew the cud. Chew the cud. Chew the cud means just as those cows, they chew the cud. So do keep on chewing the cud. Ugarna, manthan. So there are different words. So the first thing is churning. You need a beautiful solitude for churning. You need some deep silence for churning. And the best time to do this is post-Amrit Vela. Second is you. You means understanding. Trying to understand the deep, mysterious statements which come in Murli. For example, as I said, today's Murli, Baba said, you are not worshipped now because you are studying. Once you finish studying and you become illiterate, then they will start worshipping you. So at first look, this looks little horrible or paradox or something, a play of words. English, it is known as pun, figure of speech. Such statements are known as pun, figure of play with words. So Baba loves to play with words. So sometimes to understand those simple statements, you need to stop. You can't just understand at one reading. Just as if you pick up any medical book and if you start reading about one disease or pathology, it's very difficult to understand at one go. You have to reread it multiple times. And not just that, when you see that in practice, then only you can understand it sometimes. Otherwise it just remains theory. So, understanding it in depth. The third is R. R means reading. There are people who only listen Murli, they never read. Their Gyan Yoga consists of going to center, listening Murli and coming back. That's it. But Murli is not something that you can just remember or understand by listening. It has to be read. In Hindi, it is known as Paath. Paath means recital. In scriptures, about scripture, they use the word Paath. Paath means rereading it. Multiple times you have to read it. It's not just one go. You finish reading Ramayana once and done. No, they do Paath. Paath means they keep on reciting multiple times. In the similar manner, there should not be just reading but recital. Sometimes you can even read aloud if nobody is around for better understanding. Because you're reading also, you're listening also. Two senses are involved. The more the senses are involved, the more is your grasping. of Murli. If only one sense is involved, less will be the grabs. If you want, you have to get involved in all, with all the senses. That's why some people, you know how they read? They keep their finger and they move it. So finger is involved, eyes are involved, they read aloud, ears are involved. And then they sit and they visualize, and then they talk about it. So they utilize multiple senses while reading. Then the comprehension is most. So there are different techniques and methods of reading. So it's about reading. So it's not just listening, will everything will happen. It's also you have to sit down with hard copy or soft copy, whatever. Read it with concentration. There is somebody who is reading Murli 5 times. But if you ask him what is it, they can't remember anything. Because mind is scattered. Read with concentration, with one point attention, with rapt attention. So that even one reading should be so powerful that you can retain, recall, remember. Not just that. You can just rattle off. Speak about it, talk about it, relate it, narrate it, recount it, tell others. That's what Baba is saying. You teach yourself, you learn yourself and teach others. So, learning, reading. So how many times we should read Murli? First we should read it. That is the first thing. How many times is the next question? At least once. Because as I said, there are people who don't read, who just listen. That's it. Reading takes effort. Reading takes time. Not just 1 or 2 days, it is everyday work. Every day you have to read with full attention, at least once. And if possible, twice, though twice is sometimes difficult. But even one reading, but if read with lot of attention, extracting points, would give an extra mileage. Then L means listening. L is Murli listening. Listen as if your whole life depends upon it. Listen as if some secret is going to get revealed. Listen as if the speaker is telling about some secret. Listen as if some problem to the solution is about to come. Listen as if some secret is getting decoded. That which everybody is searching, the Father is revealing. That nobody knows, that which nobody knows, is something that is going to come in this Murli. So listen as if your whole life depends upon it. Listen as if it's not the process of listening but imbibing. It's all going within. Listen, at the same time visualize. Listen, at the same time practice soul consciousness. Who is listening and who is teaching? The speaker is sitting up there on the podium, on the stage, and the audience is here. The rays which are coming, the words which are falling, they are not words merely, but thoughts which are penetrating the gray matter, the cortex. So there is a flow of energy. It's not just the words we are listening. It is the energy which the Supreme Soul is pouring, raining, and I am imbibing that energy, that pure energy, those pure vibrations. And I am not just listening, but whilst listening, I am becoming the very embodiment of it. So L, and I is last, imbibe. Imbibition. Imbibition means to drink, to imbibe knowledge, to drink it. To become the very embodiment of it. Last Sunday's Murli, Baba was saying, why there is number wise, even though everything is one? Because there are some who just imbibe points, There are others who imbibe power. Knowledge as power. That's what makes the difference. So there are two categories. There are some who just remember points, but there are others who not just remember points, but they imbibe knowledge as weapon, as power, as energy. So that's the difference. So, manan, understanding, reading, listening, and imbibing. These are the five things we have to do with every day's murli. This is not the task to be done only one single day, but this is to be done every single day. Sweet children, you are now studying to become pure from impure. We are impure, that's why we are studying. Once we become pure, then there would not be any study. You have to study this and also teach others. You have to study this and also teach others. So teaching is the second part. First is studying. Yesterday's Murli Baba talked about Pandit, who used to tell others that take the name of Ram and you will cross this river. But then he himself got drowned because he had no faith. He was only telling others. So, you have to practice yourself what you teach others. Om Shanti.